Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's the 19th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show this week. We're celebrating it this week. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. And as you know, as I've warned you, as I've done every year now, all these years, I'm giving you fair warning. This is our anniversary week, and we're going to be obnoxious, a little bit more obnoxious than typical. Notice I didn't use the word normal. We don't use that word around here. But I'm glad you're here, and thank you for helping me celebrate. I hope you're using my obnoxiousness as a model for yourself. It's okay, folks. Dizzy Dean said, if you can do it, it ain't bragging. If you showed up and you made the pass, if you logged the hours, you did the job, and you did it, it ain't bragging. You get to talk about what you accomplished. And in the marketplace, people like that. Your customers like that. Your employees appreciate it. Your vendors will like that. So celebrate milestones, and we got a great milestone this right now, folks, with our next guest, Wally Bach. Wally has been with me since December of 1997. How about that, folks? He's one of two 97 models from within the first 6 weeks of me being on the air. He joined us, and he's been here ever since, and we couldn't have done it without him. He's one of the great thinkers in our brain trust. And he's continued to reinvent himself now as an author and as someone who helps authors. I love his intuitive website, writingabookwithwally.com. Wally Bach, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's great to be obnoxious with you once again.
Who else would I have this week in my most obnoxious week besides you?
That's true. And I get to dance to your good music. Which
there you go. Hey, Wally, thanks for 19 great years.
Oh, it's
almost 19. We've got six more weeks.
I was just thinking, we're almost up to 20. That's like a military pension.
I know. Yeah, except in small business, it doesn't work that way, right?
No, it doesn't. But
thank you for all the time that you've given us and all the abiding support. Folks, Wally has been a good friend to me and a counselor and advisor to me in a number of things over the years off the air. So Wally, I thank you for that too. So you're really working hard on helping people to get back into books. You're writing books, you're helping people write books, and you're promoting books.
Yep. And I'm, as you know, because we were just talking about it, I'm really concerned that there are great business books out there that that some people have never heard of. I was telling you, and I'll just say it again, about 3-4 months ago, I ran into a young woman who was in her early 20s, and she asked me for some recommendations on business books. And the first one I gave her was Peter Drucker's Effective Executive.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned that's by Peter Drucker, and she said, "Who's that?"
Right.
Now, for somebody my age, that's like saying, "God, what's God?"
Right.
It was just unheard of. But when I thought about it, she had gotten an MBA, she'd gone to school, she'd never had Drucker or in any of her classes or anything.
Yeah. Wow.
She had no idea what she was missing. So, Jim, let me ask you, is there a great business book that you've read that, say, maybe more than 20 years old and that other people ought to read?
Well, yeah, I might surprise you a little bit
that's never happened.
And say that my the books that come to mind first are not what you would call management books. The one that I think about all the time that might surprise a few people is actually one of a series of two or three by Robert Ringer. Remember Robert Ringer back in the 70s?
Mm-hmm.
He wrote a book called Winning Through Intimidation. He wrote a book called Looking Out for Number One. Now, those both sound like obnoxious books, right? But
they do.
If you're in sales, back in those days, I was selling on commission. Those books, and I still quote him. I still quote from winning through intimidation all the time. And I consider that to be a business book because nothing happens until somebody makes a sale. So those were some of the early books that I read folks, I encourage you to find them. You can still find them in paperback. And I'm looking at mine right now. I mean, I keep them pretty close. I'm looking at both of them right here. And so, but they're not as aggressive as you might think. It's just a way of communicating with people. Another one that's about 35 years old, those books are both probably over 40 years old. There's one about 35 years old that I still quote almost every week, if not every day, and that's John Nesbitt's Megatrends.
Mm-hmm.
To me, you can't be a manager. You can't be a manager if you can't contemplate what's coming at you. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, and I remember that as that was that's not one that I've reviewed, but that's one that I certainly remember.
See, I'm in my studio. I can take two steps and put my hands on all three of those books.
There you go.
So you ask me what. And I just don't want to be very far away from it. And I know what's in them. I don't have to read them again. But those are important. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Finish.
No, I was going to say, I remember that book. I happened to be reviewing a pre-pub version of a book by another futurist right now. And I keep thinking about Nesbitt because in addition to being a real thought starter, I mean, you'd read his stuff and you think, what about that? What if that happened? But he was so clear and such a good writer.
Mm-hmm. There's another one I'd like to stick in there. He's actually a good friend of mine. And by the way, I've interviewed John Nesbitt on my show twice. But Joel Barker, who wrote the book Paradigms, Discovering the Business of the Future, that book changed my life 25 years ago. That book and that film changed my life. I mean, that is a book that you can't do without, folks. Joel Barker, he updated it, I think, in 2001. But he's on my show he's been on my show every month for over 10 years now, Joel Barker.
Not like, 19 or like the rest of us. But that's good. That's good stuff. But you know what happens with these books is we read them and they affect us.
Yeah.
But they get sort of plowed under in the process of business.
Well, see, I'm more worried about whether people are reading any books. That's my concern. I'd be happy if they'd read a new one, like your new one coming out, which we're going to talk about in just a minute. Someone once said to me, Wally, the person you're going to be in the next 5 years, 5 years from now, will depend upon the books you read and the people you meet.
Great.
20 after, right back with Wally Bach. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.